Thank you, David. Next, we hear about a former Canaries star speaking at a special event and the retirement from the council of a gardener who helped launch Norwich in Bloom. We also learn of the sale of some Beatles memorabilia and the disappearance of an object that could possibly be future football memorabilia.
Norwich City fans will have the chance to chat with a former Canaries striker and England international at a special event due to take place in the city. Chris Sutton played 92 games for the Yellows, scoring 33 goals before moving on to win the Premier League with Blackburn Rovers. The retired forward, who turns 47 on Tuesday, is now most often recognised for his role as an outspoken pundit for BT Sport and BBC Radio 5 Live. Ahead of the launch of his new book, You're Better Than That, Sutton will share stories from his time as a player and his thoughts on the modern game at two special shows set to take place in Norwich and Blackburn in conversation with BBC presenter Carl Jones. Attendees are promised a disarmingly direct evening, as Sutton, who left City to join Blackburn Rovers in 1994 for £5 million, a British transfer record-shattering deal, comments on football's ills and talks about his new book. His book outlines 25 aspects of the modern game that he believes need fixing and will be speaking his mind on some of these subjects at the shows. Diving players, abusive fans and money-grabbing agents are all set to be on the agenda, along with many other aspects of the game that irritate not just him, but also many football fans across the country and beyond. The controversial VAR system is also set to be in his sights. The new technology has drawn widespread criticism in its debut Premier League season after a string of controversial decisions and ultra-tight offside calls that many claim are having a detrimental effect on the sport. Norwich City have been one of the worst affected clubs this season by VAR, with 7 overturned calls going against the Canaries so far this season, compared to just 2 in their favour. Chris Sutton will appear at Norwich Arts Centre, NAC, on Wednesday, June the 10th. For full details, please visit Norwich Arts Centre webpage.
A man who kick-started a celebration of Norwich's most vibrant floral displays is to leave the job through which it all began after 43 years. Terry Bain, 62, from Tuxwood Estate in Norwich, said he will miss his colleagues at Norwich City Council after stepping down earlier this week. At the council, where he largely worked in the grounds maintenance contract team, Mr. Bain is credited with kick-starting Norwich in Bloom, an annual event which celebrates the city's flowerbeds. In 1986, he became a member of the first Norwich in Bloom Association committee and continued to shape the event for 30 years before reducing his role in 2016. While Mr. Bain said he wants to enjoy some rest for the first few months of his retirement, he also has plans to give talks about his career, Norwich in Bloom, and his 1 acre garden.
They once famously sang that money can't buy you love. However, an upcoming auction means it can buy you a rare memento of the time the Beatles performed in Norwich. A flyer advertising the band's concert at the Grosvenor in Norwich is set to go under the hammer later this month, complete with the autographs of the Fab Four themselves. Held at the now closed venue on Prince of Wales Road on a Friday in May 1963, the concert was the only occasion that John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr twisted and shouted their way into the fine city. Now, Merseyside-based auctioneers Omega Auctions is placing a signed flyer from the gig under the hammer with a guide price of between £8,000 and £12,000. The 1963 concert saw the Fab Four top a bill, which also included Ricky Lee and the Hucklebucks. The band were paid £250 for the performance. The auction will be held on Tuesday, March the 24th in Newton, the Willows, Merseyside, though bids can also be made via telephone on 01925873040 or online via the Omega Auctions, that's one word, omegaauctions.co.uk.
It has become possibly the single most talked about piece of sporting equipment in Norwich City history in the space of less than 24 hours. The water bottle belonging to heroic goalkeeper Tim Krul has earned its place in club folklore after gaining the Dutchman cult status across social media. Emblazoned with the names of Tottenham Hotspur penalty takers and sets of directions, the drinking vessel has earned Krul widespread plaudits, either as a symbol of preparation or as the ultimate mind game. However, what could have become the ultimate collector's item for any City fan is now at large. A Norwich City spokesman has confirmed that when the kitman went to retrieve the bottle following the shootout triumph, it was nowhere to be found. Krul himself told BBC Radio Norfolk after the game, "Somebody nicked it. I wish I still had it, but I was busy running to the other side of the stadium to celebrate with the Norwich fans."
Well, that's all on this part of Chatterbox. Soon, Richard, Matthew and Sam Elmhurst will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it's goodbye from
Bridget Cook.
And goodbye from me, James McGarry.